Happy Friday. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I'm kind of sad. This is our last morning with our amazing, awesome, famous, now famous podcast co-host. Her name is?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, you've done a great job. This is me clapping for you. I'm so glad that you were here today. First of all, we need to answer this question. How can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying Him.
Crushed it. You got it. By loving Him and obeying Him. And today we're going to hear one of my favorite Bible stories. Can you tell me, what is your favorite Bible story?
Easter.
Easter and the resurrection. Her favorite story is when Jesus got up from the grave, proving that He wasn't just some guy, but He was actually the Messiah. Kennedy has knocked her headphones off, laughing. So she's completely incapacitated. All right. Good job, Kennedy. I think you did great this week. So we're going to hear about one of my favorite Bible stories. It's from the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's about a guy named Solomon. He was the wisest. He had supernatural wisdom. He was the king of Israel in a time when they were at peace. He had all the power to do whatever he wanted to do, and we'll find out exactly what he did with that time. But first, we're going to hear an incredibly funny joke of the day. And since this is your last episode, you can say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
What did the buffalo say when his son went to college?
I don't know. That's sad.
Bye, son.
Aw.
Wake up, kid. It's Friday. This is Kara, and I'm so excited today to talk about glorifying God by loving Him and obeying Him. Over the last few weeks, we have learned that the God who created us and everything else created us to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. We can glorify Him by loving Him and obeying Him. We love Him with everything we have and everything we are, and part of loving Him is doing what He tells us to do. In Ecclesiastes, we read about the life of King Solomon. Solomon was the third king of Israel. He was powerful, rich, and supernaturally wise. He decided to spend his life trying to understand why he existed. He tried everything he could think of to understand the meaning of life. He learned as much as he could. Remember, he was super wise, so he learned a lot, but he still felt empty. He bought up everything he could think of. Remember, he was crazy rich, so he bought a lot of stuff, but he still felt empty. He had every experience he could imagine. Parties, travel, romance, he did it all, but he still felt empty. Then, after trying everything else, he finally figured life out. In Ecclesiastes 12:13, Solomon wrote, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Solomon explains that he figured out why we were created, to honor and obey God. In other words, Solomon learned that he was created to glorify God by loving Him and obeying Him. He learned the only way to stop the empty feeling inside was to live the life he was created to live. Solomon worked hard, spent lots of time, and used up a fortune to learn this truth. Now, we get the benefit of all his efforts. We get to know what he worked so hard to learn. We were created to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. We glorify God by loving Him and obeying Him. This is why you were created, so it is the only way to have a truly happy life.